Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton. Yep, still here. Let's meet everybody, shall we? First up, James Heaney. Heaney, what's your default cuisine if you're going out? Like, what food do you just gravitate to most of the time?
It's typically just bar food, like burgers. That's the default.
He seems so depressed the way he said that.
It's not that it's my favorite. It's just my default. In fact, anything other than that is what gets me excited.
There you go. All right, I understand that. Next up, guys, Mark Agliardi's here.
Still?
Mark. Yeah, weird. It's a totally different day from when we just did the other episode, too. You've played the genie in Aladdin at Disneyland.
Yes.
But what's your dream role in a musical?
Well, if I had three wishes, my dream role in a musical, the role I have always wanted to play is the master of the house in Les Mis. I think that Thénardier, I think that role is amazing. He has a song where everyone hoists him up on their shoulders and sings about how great he is, unironically, I assume. And then you pop in later in the show and you get to do some evil, and then you pop up at the end and the crowd goes nuts for you. It's the perfect musical role, and it suits my I am technically passably singing that I did as the genie in Aladdin as well. I've never any role where I'm not expected to sing particularly great, just passably.
But I love those roles where you like come in, you do a couple scenes, you steal the fucking show, and then you leave. Sort of like the king in Hamilton. It's like he pops in, does his songs, it kills. Like he's probably on stage a total of 12 minutes in the entire musical.
Exactly. Jonathan Groff is sitting backstage with a Game Boy just waiting to go on for his 5 minutes per. Yeah.
Yep. It's amazing. Hey, speaking of, Chris Alvarado's here, guys. Chris Alvarado. What's your coolest or favorite piece of clothing you've ever owned?
I think my cardigans are an important part of my wardrobe. I know you're a cardigan man, Cole. I think you're wearing one right now, as a matter of fact.
I am, yes.
I have three different colors of these thin, beautiful All Saint cardigans that really you put them on over jeans. I mean, over a white shirt and jeans, and just you transform. You just, your tax bracket moves up a little bit. Your coolness moves up a little bit. People take you a little more seriously. It's these fucking cardigans. They are magical. I have one in navy. I have one in gray, and I have one in like a light brown, and they are magical. And then I always wear white shoes, right? That's my thing. I love white shoes, sneakers. Nice. Lena, what, can we talk about this for a little bit longer?
You bet. The floor is yours. Done. Those cardigans are All Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they have sewing machines.
Do you sew your own cardigans,
Cole? 12,000 in the... No.
No, the All Saints store.
All Saints is just like every storefront is like 12,000 sewing machines. Hey, guys. Jackie Gonzalez-Geruthy's here. She's back.
I'm back.
Jackie.
I'm back.
What do you gravitate more towards? Super hot and sunny or cold and rainy? Like, give
me
a choice.
I want that hot and sunny.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I like the clothing for it, and I like the feeling of it. That doesn't bother me. Being too cold, I hate that. And there's something really punishing about air conditioning cold. There's something very specific about that kind of cold that is painful, as opposed to just
Jackie,
going outside on a brisk day.
If I may, you seemed like the type of person, maybe the build or whatever, that would get cold in a grocery store.
100%. I have to bring a jacket for any store. Target. I do run in that way where like I'm always cold, but then some crazy thing happened, and I think it started last year in the pandemic, and I don't know if it's stress induced or what, but yes, throughout the day, I'm constantly freezing. And then I hit the bed and I am sweating my fucking ass off. For a year and a half, I would wake up multiple times in the night drenched in sweat. And I'm freezing all day long. I have to make it so cold for when I sleep now. And I've asked my doctors. I really have. So I'm like, is it my thyroid? Like, what's going on? Guys, my thyroid levels are good. So
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's just homeostasis, you know, like it's either it's one extreme or the other. I'm never just comfortable.
I used to run super cold all the time and now I run super hot. I think it's like when I started playing softball years ago, I think just my body kind of changed. But I had to sleep under like fans and AC.
Softball will do that to you.
I don't know. I play a lot. I mean, I wasn't doing that much physical stuff beforehand, so maybe I did it. Hey, last but not least, Joey Greer is here. Joey Greer, I hear you're opening a brand new business on the Santa Monica Promenade. What is it?
Uh-oh, it looks like the news is leaked. Why not? All right. So we're actually going to have a big unveiling coming up in mid-November, but this is fine to say. This episode is going to release around that time anyway. But and I'd like y'all to check it out. Everyone who's listening to the podcast, I think you'd be the prime customers for it. So we're selling 100% unpackaged raw eggs, already open. We source them for you. We know where they at. And like, if you want to come and be one of the first people to get these fresh, raw, opened eggs, please. Please come through.
I like that you're calling the business fresh, raw, unopened eggs. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
And the rent's very affordable on the Promenade. I think this is a sound.
I got a really good deal because I had to get the lease with the liquor license attached to it, even though we don't sell liquor. So in total, I paid for the lease about like $2.6 million. And I'm on a week to week, but it's pretty good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Is it basically egg beaters that would be in a carton?
What are you, dumb? Did you hear what I fucking said?
Sorry. I just was trying to figure it out. I don't get it.
It's right. Raw opened eggs.
I regret ever asking. Let's do a dad show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene one is from Patreon VIP Andy Montoya. Scene suggestion. Jeopardy, Battle Royale Edition. Only one contestant may leave alive. Thanks, and take care.
I'm just nervous. I'm sorry. I sweat like this, even if I'm not nervous, but being nervous makes me sweat even more. God.
Look, I get it. I get it. A lot of people come in here, they get nervous. It's okay. You're a smart guy. You know a lot of stuff, right? Did you study?
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. Hold on. I got somebody in my ear. Yeah, copy that. Anyway, you're going to be great. Everything's going to be fine. Everybody that comes through here is nervous when they get here. Mm-hmm. If you know what you're talking about, you're going to be okay. Just pick a weapon off this table.
And 3, 2. This is Jeopardy. Today's contestants from Phoenix, Arizona, Sally Getchiga.
Hi.
From
Phoenix. I'm sorry. I'm speaking out of turn here.
Guys, this isn't live. We can go back. We can do this again. Back to one. Back to one. All right.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is Jeopardy. Contestants today from Phoenix, Arizona, Sally Getchiga. From Venice, California, a retail salesman, Mike Big Boy.
Can we go back and say my profession?
All right, guys, back to one.
Stay at home, mom, is a full-time job.
What the fuck is going on there, huh? You told me this guy was good, but that we lose Trebek and we get this psychopath that doesn't even... Look, man. Look, okay. Look, we got to figure out something, okay? Something good, something fast, because we're losing ratings, all right? What is going on? What is going on?
Hold on.
Tell him to stop. Tell him to stop, for God's sakes. Tell him to stop.
All right. Let's burn it. You know, he's not doing great. I understand that, but he won Squid Game. He's the only one who is right for this, okay? Like, he's been there. He's a little messed in the head because of all the death he saw, but, you know, that's why we had to pivot the show, and he's the guy to take us there. He'll get there, trust me.
We shouldn't keep adjusting the show based on what other shows are popular in the moment. Do you know how crazy that is? I mean, we have to change the sets. We had to install a blood pool, okay?
This you know how hard that is Jeopardy. Today's contestant from Phoenix, Arizona, a stay-at-home mom, Sally Getchiga. From Venice, California, a retail salesman, Mike Big Boy.
I it's
and from Alaska,
okay,
and from
sorry,
Alaska,
it's okay.
A wild dog hunter, Gek Shekel. And now your hosts for this evening, Mark Gagliardi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Jeopardy. It's been a fun week. Sally Getchiga her first time here. Mike Big Boy is also here. But Keck from Alaska, he has just been cruising along. And I've been told that he does want, because he is a grizzly bear, he does want his money to be given to him in salmon. So we have readjusted the board. So now you will notice that instead of dollar amounts for each of the correct questions you will be receiving, it's all listed in salmon. So why don't we go now to Cole Stratton,
Mark?
Who is going. Yeah.
Mark?
Yeah.
Mine has a salmon marker too, but I'd like cash.
You know, we could only pick one between salmon and cash.
I like cash too, so majority.
Technically that's the majority, but one's a bear.
Hey, turn that shit off. All they're just going to do is kill each other. You know that, right? Put on something easy like the news or sports or something. Damn, always putting on the most violent stuff you can, huh? You know
Dad, what pisses? The news is pretty violent too.
Oh, why? Because they tell the truth, huh?
There's a lot of, you know, I learn a lot from Jeopardy, okay?
What do you learn, huh?
What is a good education, Dad?
Liberal arts?
No, that way I was answering Jeopardy style. That's what I learned.
Well, you learned to talk like an idiot then, all right? That made no goddamn sense.
Dad, I want to compete in Jeopardy, okay?
Then start working out. You better start.
I was going to do it by learning. I was going to do it by learning and having good answers for everything.
What do you see with it? They just have a bear as one of the contestants. It mauls everyone else. Have you not been? Every time you put it on, the bear is eating someone's torso.
I mean, that's true, Dad. But you know what? Maybe it just takes the right kind of answerer. I got to buzz in before a bear. I got quick reflexes.
Man, I don't care. Whatever you want to do. I'm going to go drink a cigarette. I got
to Dad, why do you always check out when it comes to parenting?
So you have come to the top of this mountain with this flower intact, seeking wisdom, yes? You want to be a contestant on Battle Royale Jeopardy? Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's cold, and I don't know how much longer I can keep this flower intact.
Stop! Oh! Cold. Cold? This is cold to you. What's cold is watching another contestant have his heart ripped out as he's trying to determine the difference between a tuba and a sousaphone. That's cold.
Oh, it's just hard to breathe up here.
Hard to breathe? I'll tell you when it's hard to breathe. It's hard to breathe when you're standing on that stage underneath those blue neon lights, wondering which of the Brontes wrote which book. That's when it's hard to breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, go get Ra's al Ghul's robes, sure. Oh, fill up Ra's al Ghul's water, do that. When the hell am I going to become an assassin? This sucks. Everything they've asked me the entire single time and nothing. I'm still just doing all this goddamn grunt work. Stupid. League of Assassins, my ass. People just get to go on Jeopardy.
I know that the journey has seemed long, all right? But you already are an assassin. You just don't know it.
Huh? I already am?
That's right. Drop the water buckets. See that guy up on the ledge there who has no name, nor will he ever have one because he is not important?
I think so.
Look at him.
Okay.
Pick up this blow dart.
All right.
Now, I know you don't think you know how to do this, but aim and blow. I am an assassin, and this is how you die.
I don't know, Mark. I guess my mama bear instincts just took over, and I ripped the throat out of that grizzly. I'm feeling great.
That is impressive, Sally, and that gets you. You know what? We can switch the board back now. Thank goodness. No longer does that mean 200 salmon. That means $2,000 coming your way. Somebody clear this keck mess out of here. And it's time now for Double Jeopardy. So let's take a look at the board. Double Jeopardy round coming up right now. Cole Stratton is going to read off all of our categories.
Potent potables.
It's always on.
Tie before E. There. Oscar winners of 1972. Owl, you glad to see me? The Pacific Northwest. And Bible books and animation.
All right, Sally, you just killed a bear, so you get to choose from those categories first.
Okay, I'm going to go with owl. You're going to see me for 600, please.
All right.
And can I switch to a crossbow?
Judges?
Well, there you go. The fucking bear is dead, okay? The bear is dead. Are you happy? Can we just go back to regular Jeopardy?
No.
Who said that? Did someone whisper that to me? Who said that?
Look, you're talking to the wrong guy. I'm the voice of Jeopardy, and I'm very good at it, okay? I don't make the rules here. I don't know who lives, who dies. I just
announce people. We were talking to one of the executive producers.
Oh. No.
What? Where's Henry? Where the hell was my other producer I was talking to?
He's gone.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me find Henry.
No, hold on. We're not done.
What are you doing? Yes, we are. I tell you when we're done.
I was thinking maybe I could be an executive producer. Was my idea.
That was your idea? Huh. Wait a second. Oh, I just took a shit. Okay, let me find Henry. All right. Let me just find him. Henry!
Where is Gahool?
That is correct. The Owls of Gahool is the correct answer. Select again. Once again, Potent Potables, I Before E, Academy Award winners of 1972, Owl Puns, The Pacific Northwest, and Bible Stories in Animation.
I'm going to go with Potent.
You said a category name incorrectly. Unfortunately, that does mean you have to run the gauntlet. Let's get the gauntlet set up. Turn around behind you. Just get all you got to do is get from point A to point B. It will actually cock. You don't have to do the ch-ch sound with your mouth.
Oh, it's automatic.
It actually will cock. Yes, okay. It will. So just get from point A straight down there to the end. Just get past all of those hooded figures and you'll be ready to go back in and get your Potent Potables question.
Tonight's hooded figures are brought to you by Mattel. Toys, toys, toys.
Okay, kids, so you all have won the contest, all right? Now, you're going to be in there, you're going to be in the gauntlet, and your job, your job is going to be to make sure that one of the contestants, all right, doesn't make it to the end, all right? So
Okay.
So you mean. It is a little mean.
Do I get to tickle them?
Yeah. You can. Yeah, you can tickle them. Now, remember, okay, they have a 12-gauge Remington shotgun, all right? Oh. Okay, yeah, they're going to use it. They only have 3 shots, though. All right? So
there's 6 of us.
Uh-huh, so spread out.
I'm sorry, why are you back at the orphanage? You took 6 kids earlier this week.
Yeah, well, we need some more, right?
We don't just give them out.
Well, I don't know, man. Look, I just pick shit up and I bring it back, all right? What do you want me to do?
This isn't for Battle Royale Jeopardy, is it?
I don't know.
I mean, we want these kids to go to a home and be raised and loved.
okay, 60,000? What are we saying here?
$60,000, $10,000 per kid. That's what you want?
Sure. Yeah, you said it, not me.
All right.
Is that a deal?
Fuck it over.
Yeah, there you go.
And Sally has made it through the gauntlet. Back to Double Jeopardy.
Well done, Sally. Here is your Potent Potables answer for $300. This spirit born in... Oh, no, I read the question wrong. Now I have to run through the gauntlet. Well, I know what that means, don't I? I sure do, Mark. All right, I've just got to get... from this end to that end, past those.
Today's hooded figures are brought to you by Toys.
All right, Eggland's Best. We've lost our sponsorship deal with Jeopardy. Our farm fresh eggs are the best eggs, but evidently they don't want to put them on our show anymore. It's just toys now.
Oh, God. What can we do? Can we put little toys inside the eggs?
Kinder already did that.
Part of the problem is that it's so much work, and in a typical American's life, you don't have time to open up the eggs. We got to get these eggs open for us.
If there was a store that sold fresh, raw, opened eggs, I think that would solve so many issues.
Look, I got to clear my head. I'm going to go for a walk on the Santa Monica Promenade. If I go out there, I can...
Okay. All right, but you got to promise to come back, because we don't have the keys. Okay, so... Because if you leave...
And he made it through the gauntlet, ladies and gentlemen. Now, just a reminder, Mike Big Boy is still in the game.
It's Bagoy. Bagoy. The B is silent.
All right. Your $300 clue in Potent Potables is name a beer.
Beep.
Beep.
Oh, Mike Big Boy.
What is Budweiser?
That is correct. Okay. What is Budweiser is correct. I'm sorry, I'm still a little shaken from that last gauntlet run. You haven't run the... How has Mike not run the gauntlet yet? This is bullshit, you guys. But first we lose Eggland's Best, then we lose Mattel, and Mike hasn't... Mike, you know what? Fuck this. Mike, turn around.
Wait.
Turn around, no. Mike. Turn around. You're going through that gauntlet. You're going through that gauntlet right now. And here's your weapon. It's a frying pan. Enjoy your battle royale.
Today's hooded figures are brought to you by snacks.
And that's our first scene, everybody. Scene 2 is from listener Mac Cantwell, who wrote, "Hey, PKP. I don't know if everyone remembers the Would You Rather episode, decapitation via lion, dangling meat off a live wire, etc., but I found something Craig may recall as being too carb-rich at the OC Fair. Anyway, my scene suggestion is based on a 9-acre superstore off I-15 from LA to Vegas that my girlfriend has always wanted to stop at but never did. Shed World. Thanks very much, and love from across the pond, McCoy."
All right, so we got straws all in. All right, got iron sightings, aluminum sightings. I see you. All right, and let's see what else we got here. Okay, yeah, buddy. All right, and okay.
Excuse me, I was honking outside. I thought somebody would come help me.
What's your problem?
My problem. I don't have a problem. I have a need.
Oh, what's your need?
Shed.
Well, you're at the right place. It's Shed World. What's going on?
I need something for outdoors, all weather purposes. Like I could store my lawnmower and such.
Sounds like you're looking for a shed.
Yes. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I'm finally being heard. Yes. Shed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All weather, all purpose. Lawnmower, you said?
Lawnmower bodies.
Lawnmower Rakes. Body?
Yeah.
Okay, so like you working on lawnmowers, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to want to go down to aisle B2. That's going to have everything you're going to need for
sure. Far away.
Yeah, pretty large around here. You can borrow one of the little, like, we have mini Hummers. Tiny little Hummers. Cool. Yeah, you can just jump in and then just drive right over there.
Very cool. Thank you. That was B what? I'm sorry?
B2.
Thank you.
Excuse me, sir.
All right. Oh, yeah.
I was wondering when the shed show was happening.
Oh, the shed show should be happening in a little bit. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you'll see it right over there at the
shed. And do
the
you shed sell ponchos for the splash zone, or do I need to go run out and get some of those?
No, no, no. We sell them. We sell them. Yeah, well, you can get them either right at checkout, or if you go right by the actual auditorium, they'll be selling them right outside.
Amazing. Thank you. Can you believe that this is my first time at Shed World?
I can. Welcome. That's amazing. Welcome,
I've been though. To my local Shedquarium, but uh-huh. I've never actually been to Shed World.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been wanting to go. I've been thinking about it ever since I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, it's different than Shed Land as well. Shed World has everything. We got sheds from all around the world. Yeah. We also got sheds of the future. So it's great. So you should check it out.
Yeah. Everyone said Shed Land is the original, but everyone knows Shed World is where it's at because it's bigger.
Right. It is. Excuse me. I'm a Shed World annual pass holder. Can you please clear out of the way? I have a question. Yes. Sorry. You're a cast member here at Shed World.
I am, yes.
Yes. Do you know if Mike A is doing the Shed show today?
Mike A is actually not doing today. He's come down with something. So.
I hate
but you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it.
No, I'm not.
Okay?
It's always Bryce when it's not Mike A. And I don't like the way Bryce does the Shed show. I'm leaving.
Sorry about that.
Excuse me.
I've done the books, son. We just can't compete with Shed World being right across the freeway. We're going to have to close Better Off Shed. I don't know.
Oh, come on, Paul. This is our family. This is our family business, Paul.
Look, I want to keep it open, but I just don't think we can afford it unless, I don't know, something was to happen to old Shed World across the street there.
Are you suggesting, Pa, that somebody should do something about it?
Oh, I don't know if I'm suggesting it, winka winka, but somebody ought to do something about it, maybe, or we're not going to have a business, son.
All right.
The people you seek are on top of a mountain. You must find a blue flower and bring that to them, unbroken. Do you understand?
Yeah. A blue flower, bring it to the top of the mountain.
Yes.
And then that's going to... How was that going to help me assassinate the members of...
Oh, don't say that out loud. Look, I can't tell you much more about what I don't know. But what I do know is exactly what you've heard. Do you understand?
All right. Any blue flower?
No, the flower from the mountain. Not any blue flower. Just the flower that you'll find on the mountainside. Trust me. When you're walking up, you'll see it. Very rare. You never see anything like
it. Here.
Yes. Right next to the freeway.
B1, B2. Okay. Let's see. Oh. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Hi! Did you want a balloon animal?
No, thanks. Just looking for all-purpose shed.
Oh, okay.
Or I mean, I guess I could do a balloon animal.
Really? No one ever comes to B2. I've been standing out here for so long just waiting for someone to come by that I could make a balloon animal for. Is this your first time at Shed World?
It is. Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm going to make you something special. What's your favorite animal, little boy?
Have you ever tried to get rid of a body? And be honest with me.
What?
Honest with me.
Like a person's body?
Yeah.
No.
Be honest with me.
No.
Be honest with me.
I've there've been people in my life I've wanted to see gone, but nobody I'd ever actually get rid of.
Why is that?
Why live in a society with rules? Now, would you like a dog or a giraffe, which is really like a dog, but I just make the neck longer?
My question to you is, if you were to get rid of a body and it had to be stored in a shed, which one of these sheds would you choose? Now, you're a cast member. You must know.
I'm not the right person to ask this question.
Hey, Dominic, listen to me. I'm sorry to interrupt, but listen to me, okay? You're going to have to work another 16 hours, you understand? Oh, by the way, we're done sending you balloons. You're going to have to figure out a way to get them yourself.
Okay.
Piece of shit.
Thank you, Mr. T.
It's your first time seeing the Shed Show?
It's my first time at Shed World.
Oh, this show is amazing. It's about 3.5 hours, and it closes with a 20-minute set from Shed Zeppelin. You're going to love it.
I heard that Bryce is a bit of a dud.
Yeah, he's not great, but he tries.
But if I have nothing to compare it to, then I'm sure I'll love it.
Bryce, we don't give a shit that you were the former voice of Jeopardy, all right? You got a job to do now, okay?
Where's Mike A? Where's Mike A?
Mike A is sick. I don't know what to tell
you. Sick? Who gets sick anymore? Is that even a thing anymore?
Mike, you shouldn't have eaten all those raw eggs. You ate so many eggs that have been left out.
Mike A is splitting. Do you see that? He's splitting like an egg. It's splitting. Oh my God! There's two Mike A's. We have to hold this down, okay? Shed World might be able to use this as some kind of I said it wrong.
You have to go through the gauntlet.
No.
Welcome to Shed World. Welcome to Joy. Welcome to Shed World.
Thank you so much. We'll see the next person. Thank you so much. Thank you for auditioning for Shed World today.
I don't know if we're going to find anyone, honestly.
I know. And you know, if they don't find anyone...
they're going to kill us?
I was going to say we could fill in and finally do what we actually want to do.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that'd be great. Sorry, I don't know why I freaked out.
You get so dark, Desiree.
Oh, my God, I know. I just... society with rules, you know? Like, what if someday they're just broken? And then people can just do whatever the hell they want.
Well...
like, what about getting rid of Mr. T?
He's an asshole.
What don't you know?
Well, hey, just tell me I had to stay and work an extra 16 hours.
Without balloons?
The balloons have been getting expensive, and that really cuts into my... What kind of hiding are we talking about?
Well, I can push this call for assistance button. He'll come this way. We will kill him.
What? Right here in the store?
Or we'll lure him into this shed. This one looks nice. Heavy duty, double pane.
Oh, it's a nice shed. Nobody will hear
it. Nobody will smell it. I'm pressing the button.
I'm not stopping you.
I brought most of the flowers still intact. It's, well, one petal came off.
Petal came off.
But I have it in right here, and with a little bit of glue, I think I could put them all together.
Pick up those buckets of water.
These two?
These two, yes. These two on the full. Stick. Yes, of course they're full.
Keep splashing out.
Well, son, I'm sorry that fucking flower bullshit didn't work out for you. In the meantime, I got you an audition for the Shed Show, which might be our way in.
Oh, what do I got to do for the audition?
Well, you got to sing the beloved Shed Show song, which we all
know. That was a great version of the Shed...
going through the gauntlet.
Hi, how are you guys? You pressed the call for someone to come assist you?
Yeah. I was just wondering, can you open this shed? I would love to see the inside of it.
That's Janet. That's not Mr. T.
Can you open this shed? I would love to see the
Mr.
inside.
Mr. T has
of it.
The keys for those. I don't have those keys.
Well, so how am I supposed to look inside of it?
Can I get Mr. T?
No.
Get
you do
Mr.
It.
T.
What are you doing?
We had a specific. We need a what body. Do you mean it doesn't matter? We had a specific reason for getting rid of Mr. T, but this is Janice and she's nice.
Fine.
Dominic, is everything all right?
Yes, could you please just go get Mr. T, Janice?
Of course,
again,
the keys.
Again, yes. I'm not. No one has the keys besides Mr. T for
Why
this
is
area.
That?
Just the way our society works here. Just
Janice,
the rules.
Isn't that weird to you? Shouldn't you be trusted?
I guess. I don't mind. It's just less responsibility.
You should mind. You seem smart.
I am.
Have you ever killed somebody?
What? No.
Can we get Mr. T, please?
Sure. Dominic, are you okay?
I think so.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Oh, my God. Bryce A. I was at the Shed Show. Hi. I'm a huge fan. Hi.
Thanks.
This is my first time here at Shed World. It's so Incredible.
That's probably why you like me. If you saw Mike, you'd be a Mike A fan. But
well, I'm a huge fan of yours. I think that you did such a great job when you rode that shed through that tank. I was overwhelmed.
Isn't that nuts?
Emotion.
It's crazy. Thank you. Anyway, I'm just so heading crazy. Out. Do you have a couple bucks for gas?
I'm so sorry. I just have like credit card and Venmo.
Hey Bryce, we saw on CCTV. It looks like you're stealing money from a customer at Shedworld.
Yeah, guilty as charged.
Come on, why are you doing that?
She said she didn't have any cash, and then I reached into her purse. Well, I pulled her purse away from her, dislocating her shoulder. Sure, and then I reached into the purse. What did I find?
Looks like a handful of cash.
A handful of cash.
Son, never mind. I don't think you need to do anything. It's a total fucking mess over there. I don't think their business model is sustainable, and it might just be weeks before Shedworld just... Oh, I said it wrong. Shit, son!
Get the gauntlet! Get the gauntlet!
And that's our second scene. Scene 3 is from Patreon VIP Bobby Williams, who wrote, "Hey Kevin, and or Cole, the Stratosphere Stratton." Hey, I got a shout out. Thank you.
Cool.
You guys never fail to make me laugh, so here's another suggestion for your whimsical ways. Help! My octopus is a bank manager. Love you all. Bobby.
So what kind of animal are you looking for?
I wanted something. An octopus.
Oh, hold on. We got two people here.
Hold on. My daughter does not understand the responsibility of an octopus.
I want a teacher. I want my octopus to teach. I want my octopus teacher.
She thinks that octopuses are so smart.
I know they are. And they're clairvoyant. And they can call games. And that's really what I wanted for. I'm getting into the gambling. You ever bet on sports?
All the time. That's why I lost this eye. Look at that.
Just
pop it out. It's fine.
That's not the, you know what? I don't want you to encourage her. I've been trying to get her away from gambling, away from these.
I don't know if me popping my eye out was an encouragement. You know what I mean? But
look at how fantasized. She loves it. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but she's definitely not deterred by your missing eye.
Well, I got to say, man, to put that whole thing on me when I just met her and, like, you know, probably years of you talking to her, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's all me, you know what I mean? Well, let's go and look.
Tell me how to raise my kid.
Whoa.
Just get a goldfish or get a one of those sucker fishes that go to the side of the tank. Those are good.
All right. This is what I can do.
Costumes, I think.
I don't know. I just sell goldfishes and octopus. Those are the two
like
kind
an
of-
octopus.
Come on.
I need an octopus to teach me about the sports.
Ding, ding.
It looks like he knows we're talking about him.
Yeah, he does.
He's ting, ting, tinking on the tank.
I told you, they're
tank.
Very, very smart.
Well, I gave him a little spoon in there, so.
Hi, guys.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
It's not that surprising to me. He does it all the time. But it is
he
shocking.
Talks?
Oh, yeah. And there he goes. He's going away.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got a job.
Hey, gang, it's my last day as your manager here at Sacramento Golden One Credit Union.
Sad to see you go.
Sorry, boss.
I'm bummed, too. I got to leave. My wife died running the gauntlet. I got a lot of family situation to clean up. So, you know, look, it's been a great 15 years. You're all like family to
Don't
me.
Don't tear up. Don't
oh,
tear
we really
up.
Love you, boss. Don't tear up. You're going to make us cry. You're going to make us all cry.
Oh, my God.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, there's an octopus tapping on the glass.
He wants to say something.
Hi, everybody. I just want to say I'm looking forward to working with you as your new manager.
Oh, this is a new boss, huh?
Oh.
Well, now, think of me as a new friend, colleague.
Yeah, I'll think of you as not a human. All right? You have to earn our respect.
That's fair, but I have some ideas to make this place a better work environment for all of us.
Oh, sure, he wants to come in and change things right away, huh?
I was thinking free vending machines to start off with.
Oh, we're listening.
Well, and let me guess, you want all of us to go inside this tiny bottle too, huh? Well, we got bones, buddy. We're not going to be able to fit inside these bottles.
On the contrary, I was thinking because you have so many bones, maybe a weekly free massage would be nice for you guys.
That's pretty good.
That sounds good. I'm listening.
Well, you can say goodbye to your friend, and we'll talk later.
I want you guys to show Mr. Suckers the same respect you showed me all those years, all right?
Look, we're really going to miss you, boss. He's promising some pretty nice stuff to start off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, give him a chance. I know it's not the usual kind of guy District would send.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, look, I know I'm your pet, but I do have to get to work. You understand, right?
I feel like you haven't really been teaching me anything.
Oh, actually, I did. I did your math homework. There you are. It's
a
little
wet. Doing it for me doesn't teach me. It just gives me the answers, but how will I ever learn?
You're super smart. You don't need me to teach you.
You're right. I didn't want an octopus teacher.
What?
Lindsay, these scores are off the chart. I've never seen anything like it. We're going to put you in a higher aptitude class. Congratulations.
Thank you. But I feel like I could probably just stay here and have a better time.
I don't think so. I think the best thing for you is to go to this class.
Well, what about this? If the Ravens beat the Eagles, I stay in this math class.
Uh-huh.
And if the Eagles beat the Bucks,
this is crazy. Do you see these trucks? They're going back and forth building this entire like aquatic like highway or something. I don't know what the hell it is.
They're oh, it's taking all that. It's you know those living bridges for animals like mountain lions
deers
and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like mm-hmm. that, but for amphibious and water dwelling animals. Then, but
tax
don't
money.
Put me in a higher science
ding,
class.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, employees. I'm not having a great day today, as you can tell.
What's wrong,
one of my
Mr.
tentacles
Suckers?
One of my tentacles is missing. My owner got mad at me, but she didn't really mean to do all this damage. But
are you in an abusive relationship with your owner, Mr. Suckers?
How do you know if you're in one?
One of your tentacles is missing, and then you.
Well, I did her homework, and I didn't show her how to do it. And so
you went back to work. I told you couldn't go back to work until you regenerated that tentacle. It's gonna come back.
No, I know.
Why
and you know that you're
would so you
smart.
Leave here with one missing? Do you know how that makes me look? It makes me look like a piece of shit.
I'm sorry.
Is that what you want?
Lucy, can I come in?
Yeah, of course, Dad. What's up?
It's just that your mother and I are downstairs, and we keep hearing you cursing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's and here's the thing. Can he hear me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's step out really quick. Just step out of the room really fast.
You can tell me anything in front of him.
Well,
we're together, so.
He works at the same bank that I work at.
What?
Yeah, he's the bank manager, and it's like kind of important that he gets back in there. You know, that's why I keep driving him over there, honey.
I thought it's you just—I thought he liked car rides and fuck. I can't have him splitting his focus. I need him.
People are you cut his arm off. I'm not sure that
it's gonna grow back.
I don't know that that's how he's not an earthworm. He's not an iguana.
That's not the
only
regenerative animal.
Hey, right, here's an inky old fashioned for you, suckers. You look rough day, huh? Rough day?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's okay, though. It's okay. It's okay. It's going to be okay. It's okay, right? I'm okay.
I mean,
you're
look
okay.
Around.
I'm okay.
Look around at this bar, man. Everybody, they look happy, content.
We're okay.
You're the only one that comes in here. You're the only one that comes in here like this, and it's getting worse, man. Look at you got two nubs now. Two
hey,
nubs.
I got bills to pay. You know, I got a lot of people counting on me. I got employees that they have families. You know, they have actual families. So if that means I got to take a little abuse, be a little stressed, so be it. I'll take another one, please.
I got to cut you off, suckers.
I said I'll take another one.
Suckers, come on, man. Come on. Look at you. Take a good look in the mirror there. I see a cephalopod that doesn't take itself too seriously, that doesn't believe in itself. All right?
So what do I do?
Well, you go home, you stand up for yourself. You've got a little beak. Use it.
Oh, yeah. I forget about this thing. Thanks.
Mr. Glazer, listen, I know that the Ravens didn't win, but, okay, if the Titans beat the
Lindsay,
Browns and the
Lucy,
Browns.
I don't know what the fuck your name is. I lost a shit ton of fucking money. Okay,
with me.
I lost. You said it was
work
a deal. You said it was a guarantee. You said it was a fucking guarantee. Okay.
Let's
fucking
switch over to basketball
child
then.
Genius
maybe
piece of shit.
Our thing, okay?
I don't have any money. I was going to stay. I don't have any money to bet. Oh, God, I'm fucking dead. They're going to come. They're going to cut me open. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm dead. Oh,
okay,
fuck.
You need to calm down. Okay, you need to calm down.
Kill me. Kill me.
What?
Kill me. Kill me. Kill me. Let's say, sounds like you're in a predicament. Maybe you could bet me.
What the fuck? I thought you were supposed to be fucking smart. What the
fuck?
How the fuck am I going to bet you?
Well, some people might think I'm worth something, and if you win,
I don't think
then
you
maybe
understand how betting works. You need to either like bet on a win or a lose, or
yeah,
a win to
I'm
this
saying,
team and then a loss to these two others for a certain amount of points. I barely know how it works, but it's definitely not.
Well, well, well! Look who it is, Lindsay, Lucy, coming in. You gonna finally pay your debt, or what's going on?
Well,
why is that backpack wet as fuck? What's going on? What is this?
I don't have cash per se. All right. But I do have a bag full of something very valuable.
It better be wet diamonds.
It's, well, just, it's an octopus. It's an octopus, but it's an extremely smart octopus. This octopus can juggle your, balance your books.
I can help you get rid of the other families if that's what you're looking for.
Whoa, whoa, what is this? What is it? What do you mean? What is this?
I can expand your territories. I could triple your income by the end of the year. Kill off all your enemies.
But only if they're in water, yeah?
No. No, anybody.
With all right,
put them on the ground.
Bridge,
put them on the ground.
Anywhere.
Let's see how fast
well, don't
he
put
is.
Me on the ground. Don't put me on the I look right. Sad down here, I'm sure.
All right, yeah, give him a handgun. Give him a handgun right there.
Wait, I can't. That's not how this is going to work.
Oh, jeez. How many bodies do you need to hide in this shed?
I need to hide somewhere around, let's say, a baker's dozen. Does that make sense?
So 13.
Why don't we add a couple more? Does that make sense?
Sure. I mean, is the square footage of the shed's going to make the difference here?
Hey, money is no issue here. We just need to hide these bodies in the shed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you exactly said what you need to do. I know exactly what you mean. Sure. This shed here should work well. Why are these bodies so wet and covered in little suction cup marks?
Let's just say an octopus that we hired recently has been doing a lot of killing for us. You know what
all
I
right.
mean?
You just said that. So, yes, I understand. You didn't have to bring the bodies here. We could have just got the guesstimate and I could have brought the shed to you.
I'm not going to go back and forth. I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm not going to do that.
Dink. Dink. Lucy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you around lately.
Yeah. I'm trying to really straighten out. I'm trying to graduate. There are things
good.
I need to focus on.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
Oh my God. And then he died? Holy shit. Oh my God. Is this a, what does that mean?
Lucy, Lindsay, I'm sorry. That's not an excuse for why your paper is late, because you went to jail and your octopus died when you were talking to it.
Yeah, and he said, I'm proud of you. And then he didn't just die. I mean, he kind of levitated, corpse-like.
Okay.
It was
okay.
It was mostly the jail thing, but...
Hey, guys, I'm back to take over the bank!
Oh! Thank God!
I married my
sold.
Wife. My kids
oh.
got the therapy they needed, and I'm back to work. I missed you guys so
great.
Much.
Congratulations!
The nails on my feet fell off. The nails on my feet fell off because I was waterlogged for so long around here. You know,
boy, you won't believe what you missed, boss.
Oh, oh boy, tell me about it.
Yeah, shed full
well,
of octopus murdered.
Yep.
Well, you know what? There's actually a lot of. Do you want all of them?
Well, you know what? Let's save that for break time, boys. Now let's get out there
well,
and
hold
talk
on, boss.
About finance.
Yep. Boss, it's going to take a lot longer than break.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
it was
I mean,
a
just...
weird, long, drawn-out thing that happened here.
Yeah, it's very involved. And,
but we did get massages.
That's
oh,
true. We did get those massages. Yes, yeah.
We did.
Yeah, and the free vending machine
what.
Is great.
Why don't we you tell me all about it after this show ends, okay?
This show's 3.5 hours long.
I'm not going to sit through the whole thing, boss, and just wait. Like,
it's Bryce doing it. He adds an extra 20 minutes of extra stuff, too, and
Bryce,
he does it.
He's the worst. And that's our show, everybody. Check in with everybody. Made perfect sense. Really strong character arc for an octopus, I have to say. Mark Gagliardi.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for having me. This was a treat. It's always a treat to see you guys. Find me online at Mark Gags. We got this with Mark and Hal. New episodes dropping every week on Maximum Fun and Blood and Treasure Season 2 coming very soon to CBS.
Yes.
Heck yeah. James Heaney.
Thanks for having me. Check out Gamefront on YouTube. We're just, you know, keeping up with the games that keep just coming out.
Yes. And you know, I don't think you need to say thanks for having me as you are a default cast member. But yeah, it's good to have you here.
I have to beg every time. I'm on the chopping block.
I hear you. Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's funny, no. And I'm not being funny, but I just heard two words, James. You say egg and beg. Egg and beg, as opposed to like egg and beg. That's interesting. Oh. Anyway, so you can
the Midwest.
If you want to see me, look, I just finished my fourth Costco pumpkin pie. Okay, I'm starting on my fifth Costco pumpkin pie today at Chris Alvarado on Instagram. I don't know why I'm doing this. It used to be fun and cute. Now it's just kind of weird and sad, but I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to eat 10 full Costco pumpkin pies by Thanksgiving. That's my promise to you.
Check and you do out. It with whipped cream. I saw that.
Yeah.
I just started adding the whipped cream. Yeah.
So
yeah,
are you needing to add like another flavor to it? Is it getting like you just can't taste it or?
No, I'm telling you, this is the secret, man.
That's what I'm wondering.
Every time you open the fridge and you go like, oh, I'm going to have a snack or whatever. And then the pie's there. You're stoked. Like it doesn't, it's not getting worse. It's not getting bad. It's not getting tired. You're like, oh, fuck, I have pumpkin pie. And the whipped cream was just because, you know, it's good that way. But I'm not in any trouble. Although somebody did say, like, you're going to get really fat. And what I wanted to say is, you know, I'm showing how many pies I'm eating, Mark, right? I'm not showing these workouts. I'm not showing these HIIT sessions. I'm not showing the box. I don't do any of those.
But
things.
Also,
you know what
like,
I'm saying?
Way to fat shame. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. If
good.
You're happy,
hey,
you're happy.
Whatever the hell you want. You.
Yeah, dude. Thank you. You only got one life, man. And if you want to decrease your life expectancy, I say do it. You know?
If you want to stop it early, you know.
I totally understand.
Well, Chris, it was nice of you to join us for your last couple shows.
Thank you so much.
Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthie.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm having a great time. This is a blast as always. I'm at Jackie DeRuthie, and I'm also going to talk Christmas movies starting in November on the most wonderful pot of the year. But guess what? We're starting a week early at the end of October, and we're starting with a spooky movie. Oh. I won't tell you which one.
Why?
Should I? You know
that's
what?
A fair
I will.
Question.
You know what? I don't
you're
know why.
You're so easy to break. It just like.
You know what? I will.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Well,
Jackie.
I thought at first I was like, well, we usually release it like the week before and a little bit of anticipation. But I'll give you a clue. The word spooky is in the title.
Ooh.
This way we're both satisfied.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Spooky elf. Good job.
It's a spooky
and Joey
life.
Joey Greer.
Yes, sir. I got into fixing motorcycles recently. Not mine, a couple of my neighbors. They don't know I'm doing it. And I'm just working on the pipes, working on the tires. And so far, so good. I love it. It's hard to do it in the dead of night. It's getting so fucking cold. But yeah. Hopefully I'll be opening up my own shop soon. So I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. Next to the egg shop. I'm at Cole Stratton at Stratton Cole on socials. Go to ssketchfest.com very soon. The lineup will be out for our 20th anniversary, which I hope to God happens in January. Big thanks to our engineer and producer, Doug Bame.
Bame.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time, Alchemy This.